I got 6:02.
I do too.
We have a quorum, so.
What the hell?
You're chair.
I'm still chair?
You are. We're going.
Oh, it's tonight? Oh, darn it.
We haven't done that since.
Let's call the meeting to order at 6:02. First thing on the agenda tonight is election of chair and vice chair. Jill and I have been swapping it for about 6 years now. Does Bob and Shannon want to take over?
I think that Jill needs to take over for, she's retired.
Oh, she is?
Yes, and so she has time to be the chair.
She has time to be the chair again.
I'm gonna try now.
I nominate Jill for chair.
Okay.
Okay, second.
Okay. Anybody, any other nominations? Okay, so she's elected by unanimous consent. Now vice chair, somebody can volunteer if you want.
I'm retired, I will.
Thank you, Bob.
I nominate Bob for vice chair.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I second that.
After being sick for over 2 months, I decided to retire, so.
All right, so we have Jill as chair and Bob as vice chair.
Yay.
Very good.
Thank you, we appreciate that, you guys.
Now you need to step.
So do you want to turn over your gavel?
Yeah, here, gavel's yours. It's been fun, thank you.
Oh, tonight, I thought it was next meeting.
No.
Nope, right here.
It's all you.
Meeting come to order.
Well, we're already ordered.
We're already ordered, you're just.
We're already out of order.
Next time.
What else am I gavel for?
Oh, because you get to have the gavel now.
Well, you get to adjourn it.
Oh, yeah, I get to adjourn it.
Okay, so now we're down to the approval of minutes.
Everybody get a chance to read the minutes?
Mm-hmm.
Any changes?
Was I at that meeting?
It's been a while. I move that we approve the minutes as written for October 2018.
I second.
All in favor?
All in favor?
All in favor, say aye.
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 Actually, you should abstain since you weren't part of it.
That's a good point.
All in favor?
Got nothing.
You know, if you don't, if you can't remember whether you were there or not, I always just put that you abstained. I always look to see who was there, and I have those people that were absent abstain. You don't need to worry about it.
Okay, no interested citizens, okay. You know, I have to look over my name tag, I can't.
Do we need to jack your chair up a little bit?
Okay, projects. Lesser markers. Well, the last I heard, the church agreed to do it. Bill Lawyer said that he needed a contract from the church stating that we agreed to this, this, and this. The pastor sent it to me. I forwarded it to Bill because he said the city of Kaiser needed to approve. I haven't heard anything since.
I think, believe it does take a little while because Shannon has to go through and read it.
Okay, well, that was back in November, December.
It doesn't normally take that long.
You might.
It does for Shannon.
Okay.
Oh, that, so I don't need to worry? Should I call or?
I think it would be a good idea if you would call because he does.
Call who, Bill?
Call Shannon.
Call Shannon, okay.
Call Shannon.
Put a burr under his saddle.
Yeah, just in case he has to.
You want to send me her phone number?
I will. It's a guy, and I will send it to.
Okay, thank you.
I'll send it to you. I'll make a note to do that right now.
And Cavalry Mount Station, Sherry.
So I haven't done crap on it, to be honest with you, since we all discussed it in October. I know, really bad. It's been a crazy time, crazy time. I am limiting myself on things I'm doing in life now, so I will get back onto this and find out what's up, what's going on. And I will have a report at the next meeting.
Informational signage. Well, last I heard, we were a go on that. I think we were, I don't remember what we were waiting for.
Well, this is their.
Oh, was that what this is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, here it is.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, I think they were wanting to see what we wanted to put up.
Jill's been working with them, but it's been a long time, so.
Okay, these are some of the ideas. Part of this is the Schoolhouse Square.
Right.
So, Tammy and I came up with some ideas and, as to what we could put on both signs, and I don't remember how, been a while.
Jill, I believe at the last meeting that Sherry, didn't you talk to the people who own Schoolhouse Square?
Schoolhouse Square.
They didn't want a sign on that,
they don't
right?
want any signs
so
on
So we're
building.
Down to just one sign then, Jill.
Oh, so right. Then we'll need to decide, okay.
I hope that'll make a difference.
But that might change based on the fact that isn't Coastal going in there now?
Coastal Farm and Supply, yes.
Right? And
Costco?
Coastal
Farm and Supply.
Coastal Farm and
Supply. Well, my husband's going to love that.
Yeah.
They're going into Ross. That was the last word.
Maybe we could work something out. I mean, it's just, you never know. We could talk to them and see if that might be of an interest to them.
Okay.
As being a tenant of the property.
Right.
Versus just somebody going in.
We have to get the approval of the landlord.
So then we'll just go ahead and look at these as two signs. For now.
For now, so that we have something to go to them to show them an idea of. Exactly.
Oh, okay. Believe this was the Schoolhouse Square. And well, I have number Kaiser School. Oh, this, there we go. She's got it marked. The Heritage Center, this is the one we'd be here next door. Yeah. And I believe it's this right here, the front one.
Oh, first option, second option. Or maybe a revolving sign, or what's in it.
So are they thinking that this would be at here at the Kaiser School current location?
The one next door. Uh-huh.
This would be at the building down there? And where would this go?
Well, that's something we needed to talk about if we want to put the school timeline in it. These are some other stuff, some other ideas of pictures we could put in. I kind of like some of these, Tammy didn't. So I thought, well, I'll just take them, let the committee decide. So
these could even be revolving signage that's in the one on the building here. Just periodically replace them so that they're not...
We won't be able to do that.
They're going to be sealed signs.
Similar to the one like at the boat ramp.
Okay.
So
never mind.
Well, and based on that, there would be enough room, but... I don't know
that...
So here's
one which changed a little bit.
Right.
Well,
I don't know. I think this is cool. It just as a business, I don't know that I'd want something that huge.
Anyway, here's some more.
Well, the difference is, though, Sherry, this place, it's not a business. It's a historical building.
No, I know that, but the Schoolhouse Square themselves.
I don't think you should worry too much about that one because it's going to be a while before it goes there.
Yeah, because I think that's great for over here. I do.
So what are we looking for to put on the Schoolhouse Square? Where the school, like this one, is where the Kaiser School was over there. All this is over there, which is not there now.
Right.
This is all about the school.
Yeah,
right.
See, because this happened right here.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I don't know that people don't recognize this, though.
This is located.
This is a recognizable form.
Uh-huh. And then this is the move.
The actual move.
Yeah, and then this is the house lit up.
Oh, okay. Actually go.
At its current location.
Of the school and at the square.
This part was like right here.
Oh, all right.
And then they tore down the wings and moved this back into the back corner behind the mall.
This is the one we're thinking for the square, yeah.
And then it finally said, no, it's been moved twice back there, so they moved it over to where it's at now.
There's one.
Next door.
That's it. That's the same.
Those are all the same.
Yeah. And then here's the chronology. I don't know.
It was like everybody went to bed and woke up the next morning and it was Monday. Yeah, see, this is the part that was right there.
So to me, this seems like it would make more sense doing something like this.
These were actually, when the school originally originated,
than doing what they have on their, how they have it all written out on the timeline.
Both directions.
Well, we can change it. This is just an idea.
Right.
Tammy said, this is what she'll print out for now. We can go back.
That's not a lot of words. Nobody's going to stop and read that.
Well, and based on the other one looking at all of this, too, it's...
I might urge the committee, that when we have more pictures and less words is really better. Sort of like the flood, the ones we did for the flood. Remember, we just put not even whole sentences practically underneath each picture, and that was it. So that's the kind of things that people were really.
They're not going to stand there for 10 minutes reading.
Right, but I was referring to this as being way too much.
Yeah, I think that's too detailed.
Yeah, exactly. That would be better than that.
Do we even need the timeline?
It might be something to have inside, in the museum or something, but.
Well, that might be a thought too, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It really should be somewhere where it's accessible to the public.
Yeah.
I like the scavenger hunt, that's fun.
Looks like right.
Fun. I think I even already know where some of this stuff is.
Mm-hmm. Right. I did it when I worked over there, it was fun. Yeah, no, this is pretty cool stuff, and I definitely agree that one that she has the number one on, that should definitely, I like that way better than this one. Over here.
See, here's a little timeline, and just a little tiny one.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. It
has everything on it. If you kind of look at it, it goes through and lists all
and
the dates.
And then down here, yeah.
Yeah, and it's got dates already on it.
And this is like one of the first classes in the school. Is Roland
seeing? And that's the last time it moved.
Passing down to Roland.
Did you want to see these?
Sure.
Yeah.
My daughter went to school, by the way.
Yeah.
That's how old I am. She was. I was still there. Yeah.
Oh, and she also said there, and it shows on there, there was a weather vane on top of the school. Mm-hmm. They still have it. It's in the attic. And there's a picture of it that she was trying to find it. The vane, so that might be kind of fun to put the copy of the weather vane. Next.
It'd be better to bring the weather vane out and put it back up.
There's also the Kaiser Pennant. Oh, we got the Kaiser Pennant. And the crossing guard. Where's the crossing guard?
Was anybody here when they moved it? Everybody here from the house? I got some great pictures of that. That was amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, ideas suggest right side, first draft, heritage, yeah. That's pretty much, it's just a draft. Tammy can change it any way we want when we're ready. Well.
No, I agree. I think the first one is good.
Does everybody like the first one best?
I do for the schoolhouse. I definitely think it's.
How about the rest of the committee? You too?
So for the Heritage Center.
I move for the number one.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, number one, okay.
Mm-hmm. So, Jill, do you want to move forward with that and work with Tammy? And
I can do that, okay.
Okay. And then when you get to the point where you've decided on something, you'll need to start including me, because then I'll work with the sign company.
Well, and at that time, too, maybe we can start communicating with Coastal to show them what we're doing already. Would they be interested? Because who knows, maybe they'll pay for it.
Yeah.
Being a new business to the community.
We have.
Perfect.
And they would probably have to put it on the inside. Otherwise, they'd probably have to get permission.
Gotcha.
From the landlord.
Gotcha.
And then I'll just hang on.
Probably worried about those guys.
Maybe if they ask for permission from the landlord, it may have more sway.
The tenant doing it. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. But I think that may be a while. I don't know. I haven't heard anything.
Kind of what he was. He's like, it's not rented at the time when I talked to him last year. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now that it is, maybe there's going to be a little more sway to it.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay, so we are all in agreement. We'll go with number one. Mm-hmm. I'll start working with Tammy to get it made or to
finalize everything.
To finalize all the verbiage.
I'll need it in a high resolution pixel, so because we're going to make it fairly good size. So that's when I said you start including me. If you need to come get me and we go over there together, but not until you're at that point. If she can do it all in a PDF and send it to me, that would be great. Then I can send it to the sign company and let them go from there.
Okay.
Okay?
And then we'll work on the schoolhouse square after you cross the coastal. Okay.
After you guys get everything up and going there. Thank you.
After coastal opens.
Exactly. After they're opening and running and
Okay.
Unless they want to have, we could probably maybe talk to them before they open and see if they want to put it up.
So okay, origination of science, street names. Well, that was the one to me, wasn't it?
It's Rhonda.
Oh, that's right. She's still.
That person sitting to your right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, not here.
Your immediate
Facebook.
Right.
Careful, she's sick.
That's me. We've had people out there making comments. Where are you?
Mm-hmm.
you know, I haven't seen anything for a while. So, but there was nothing to report.
Because we haven't met.
And I put out there.
And I keep ignoring the post from Facebook saying, for $36, you can boost.
You can boost this.
No, I'm not boosting it because there's nothing to boost.
Well, we don't have
money. And I'm not going to spend that money anyway.
And who's going to deal with Willamette University?
Liesl.
Liesl's still here. She's to your far right.
Not here either.
Yeah.
Okay. She's sitting to your far, far right.
Okay. Longitude. That's the one I was working on. Longitude 123.
You were working on that with Ashley?
Pardon?
You were working on that with Ashley. You took it over from Ashley. I forgot about that, didn't I?
Yep.
I should have your name there.
She never sent me anything.
She didn't?
Nope.
Well, did you?
I didn't talk to her. Last time I talked to her was here.
Do you want her email? I probably still have it.
Okay.
Well, you've probably got it. Have you got your old, well, I'll send it to you.
Okay. I'll see if she still has the information.
Okay.
Flagon Creek Watershed, Bob.
I have nothing new to report. They didn't meet, or I was sick during the times when they did meet, so I haven't gotten any further info on that.
So they are still working on it?
They're still working on it, as far as I know.
Okay.
Yeah, and as far as I know, they haven't planned, they haven't got anything moving forward yet, other than they wanting to do it.
And oral history. I think we were waiting till we had a full slate of members.
And we have one new member who doesn't have any assignment. Did you look at all those that are on there, Shannon? And
A little bit.
Did you have any questions and maybe something that piqued your interest?
I don't know.
The oral history project was a project that was started. Actually, it was what started this committee. We wanted to preserve the history of some of the elderly people that have been here since way before it was a city. And we started out with one of the reporters from the newspaper doing interviews. And Philip, are the people who film the council meetings and our other meetings, would film those. And we have them on the website. If you want to look under at the bottom of our website, if you click on K23 and then put in the search field, put in oral history, all of them will come up. You can click on any of them and watch them. The first ones were very simple, and they evolved over the years. The last lady who did it was Anita Zanheiser, and she was very devoted to the project. She would go and make friends with the ladies and have tea with them and go through their photo albums and visit with them lots of times before. Then they would pick different pictures and everything, and then she would have Philip come to the people's houses, and they would sit and have coffee together, and like they were visiting, but he would film it. And then they would have the photo album out so he could zoom in. So she was very artistic about it. That's a pretty high standard to live up to, and we're okay if you don't want to do that, but it would be nice if we could continue on with that, because we have.
And Anita has said that she would continue
that are dying. And
yes.
So yeah. History is going with them. So if that's something you might be interested in, that's something that a lot of people don't realize about this committee. It's one of the few committees that involves more than just your time on the committee. You really have homework, either research or talking to people or something. So
that does sound interesting, actually.
You want to give it a try?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, I'll send you the stuff I've got on oral history. I'll also send you Anita's contact information, so you can talk to her. She's a wonderful lady.
That sounds good.
Yeah, it really is. So I'll send you that information, and I'll put you down for that. Then,
thank
Shannon.
You.
Thank
yes.
you.
Yeah, Miss Anita was amazing with those, Shannon, and she is readily available.
That's
and
awesome.
She loves to step in and help. She just couldn't do it anymore.
Well, she doesn't really have the time to step in and help anymore, but she can.
Exactly.
She can kind of advise you. And
guide me a little.
Yes.
And I would recommend watching a couple of the videos
because
they're very interesting. If nothing else, it just helps you learn a little bit about the area.
And you know, those elderly people, a lot of them, once you get them talking, you
don't
really have them. Okay. Map a little libraries. I have no idea what that is.
It's me.
Oh, okay.
It's something that Meredith Mooney and I talked about even before I joined the committee. And that's all the little neighborhood libraries, the little libraries that are in the little boxes on poles and stuff. That there is a national registry of these. If you go to littlefreelibrary.org, that's the national registry, and you can actually pull up a map by your community. And for the ones that are registered. The map she originally, Meredith started a conversation with me and Carol on Facebook, Carol Dorfler. Because she's wanting to, she's wanting to put a map together for Kaiser, of what map, of what little libraries are in Kaiser. And her map originally showed that there were four of them that were registered. Well, when I pulled it up today, there were only three.
But I've seen way more than that.
We've got addresses here for four others that aren't registered.
Right.
So.
Is it because, have we talked to them? Is it because they would not like to be registered, or is it?
Nobody's talked to them yet. She just put out a blurb that said, let us know where there's a little library in your area, because we want to create a map. And so we started getting people that say, well, there's one on this street. And we're like, can you be a little more precise as to where it is? And so they started sending us addresses and stuff. And so we got four of those, and then we also got at least two, maybe all three, no, two of the ones that were already registered were also sent. They sent us the location of the one at Park Meadow and Field View, and the one at Shoreline and Raphael. But we also got locations for this one on Kirby Avenue and Timothy. There's one on Brooks by Clearview. There's one on Aldridge up north. And there is one at 18th and Kephart.
So
that's four, I guess, that aren't registered. And then the three that are at Mistwood, Raphael and Shoreline, and Park Meadow and Fieldview.
So you're going to continue to research for more of those? Is that how this is going to work? Okay.
And then we want to eventually put together a map that has, and then maybe make a flyer.
Sort of like our points of interest flyer. We'll make a library flyer. I think that's a great idea. Okay.
Can I get that website again?
It is littlefreelibrary.org.
Littlefreelibrary?
Yeah.
Dot org. Library?
Or library. Library.
Single.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
It's right there if you, and it doesn't have the www, it's just littlefreelibrary.org.
Thank you.
Okay, any other business? Since I know we haven't met since October, so is there any new ideas, something come up in the last few months that we need to talk about? Okay, council liaison, Roland.
Well, it's that time of the year. Let me put my light on. The time of the year, we did some long-range planning. That's the main thing we're working on. But budget time is near, and you know what that means, don't you?
Money.
a lot of meetings. We start on April 12th, 19th, 30th, May 2nd, 9th, and 17th, all the way to June. Sometimes we go all the way to June 17th. So that's when we earn our money, our pay, the counselors, and the community at large. We have a good group, so we... You know, it's funny because a little bit about budget, the first year, no matter what you say, you have no clue what's going on. I mean, you kind of do, but you kind of don't. And the second year, because of Tim and Chris, they do a good job of explaining to the layperson. And if you're watching it on TV, it's kind of a learning process for everybody, and especially a counselor that didn't do numbers. Now I feel more comfortable because I've already, you know, the repetition, the fifth time. And you learn a little bit about the process, and you respect the process. You always question. You go, what? You know, and then you realize, being on this side, that you know there's a lot more to it than just than being on that side. I guess I put it. This. But anyway, to make a long story, that's my TED talk for the day. But it's a cool process, and I've enjoyed learning. So, but it's very busy. We're very demanding, and for those of us that are busy. We try not to miss anything budget, because that's mainly our goal. City councilors are budget and policy only. We don't pick people. We don't do that. You know, that is our role. And it's a very important role. We take it serious. So we try to be good with our money. So
And most.
There you have it.
Every one of those budget meetings is open to the public.
Every one of those, by the way, they are open to public. And, you know, when I used to watch those, I was always wondering, hey, why doesn't somebody, will somebody do it? Do it, you know? Anybody, we were so lucky in Kaiser, a person can show up with, we've had some really crazy stuff. I mean, it doesn't matter if it's an idea and if it's good, if you have support and it makes sense. Most of the time, people listen. I mean, good leaders listen to people in their community. And that's kind of what we do in Kaiser. I think we do a good job of that, too. Look at our police and our funding for our parks. I mean, that's, if you would have told me 5 years ago we would solidified that, I would have said that would have been a hard uphill battle. But we had the will, and we had the, we live here. This is our town. We want the best. So it's easy when you live here. That's what I tell people. So sorry about another TED Talk there. I snuck it in, but that's all I got.
I was going to say, probably not the last one you've got.
Oh, I have a question. What's going on over by the bus station at Kaiser Station?
I can tell you a little bit about it.
I know a lot about that. My wife's on the
on the
board for transit. They took out the median strip because they're going to put a left turn lane out of the transit center. So now instead of everybody having to go out and go to the right, you'll be able to go to the left. Part of that is going to also involve making a double left turn lane off of Kaiser Station Boulevard onto Shumawa. And then eventually the right-hand turn onto the freeway ramp and the parkway is supposed to go to a turn lane, two lane to the right as well. But they're putting in it'll be a signaled intersection. And the part of that will also be putting in the entrance into that development where the theater was supposed to be.
Uh-huh.
So that's going to be developed all at that same time. So right now,
what's that going to be?
There's nothing planned for in there just yet, but since it was already in the plan that transit was going to do this interchange, so that entrance was already part of that plan.
Oh, okay.
So they're just going to do it.
They're just going to have the entrance ready.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it'll be, everything will be paved and sidewalks and all that. So they're having to, you notice they had to move part of the bank back on that north side?
Uh-huh.
It's because they had to go back to get that access lane for the turns because they had to, you couldn't go that short and still get all four of those lanes across going out because there'll be two lefts, one across to one right.
Okay. And I've been told that the traffic lights will coincide with each other so there won't be any blockage.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
They will be. And then eventually.
That was my first question. I could see a cluster.
I'm not going to get stuck at both these lights.
But by the way, there's a good example right there of, I said the same thing. You know, we have a tendency to see it from that side, like I say.
Right.
The first thing I thought, that's going to be a cluster. And then I know the process. I see the process on this side and I see the planning. I see how it works. I see the distance I have to do. You know, it's easy to
jump.
You know, jump in and say that, but if you watch the process as it works, Nate, the stuff they plan, the people that come in, ODOT, everybody, it's amazing, and it's kind of a cool deal, you know. There's a lot of CAPE people out there. You know what CAPE people are? Citizens Against Virtually Everything. back again to the thing, you know. On this side, you see the process, and you kind of, okay, let's see how it goes. They planned it out. They didn't do it overnight. It took a year. So I think it's going to be a good deal, even though we don't have our theater that I wanted so bad.
Yeah.
Something good's going to happen. You watch. Yeah.
And everything on the same kind of wavelength, the intersection at McLeod and Shumawa, where Bonaventure is.
Uh-huh.
Once they develop the retail aspect of that area, there will be a traffic signal put in there, and it will also be coordinated with the one at Lock Haven and and the transit center.
Oh, boy.
So that traffic will still move smoothly through there. And there'll be no
the retail aspect?
Yeah.
The building?
That part to the area to the north on Area D is supposed to be retail. Mm-hmm. But they haven't got a developer yet.
Ah.
That wants
so
to come in,
it's still the houses that are in there that were there before.
Okay. I have one more question.
All supposed to go bye-bye eventually.
Great. I have one more question for Debbie. You and I talked at one time about doing another council tour.
You know, I was thinking about that the other night. I couldn't sleep, and I thought, yeah, it's been a while, and we do have some new councilors. Normally, we plan that for in the summer.
Right.
So I think that's a good idea. Now, last, because we didn't have the flood signs.
No.
So definitely that would be one place we need to go. Last time we went to the Ryan J. Hill, which is where we have the Marie Dorian and the Japanese influence.
Uh-huh.
And we went to the Claggett Cemetery.
We didn't go to Wallace Park.
No, we didn't go to Wallace Park. So that would be another place we could go. And I don't think it would hurt because we can walk to it to do the 45th parallel and the donation land claim. But you know, between now and then too, maybe you'll get that donation, that other donation land claim
for the church.
Oh, the
and that
church.
Might be something that
yeah.
we could do too.
Okay.
So
that's a process.
Keep that in mind. Look at your points of interest. Thing, you know, the other thing might be, you know, one of the things we've added is that Kaiser Christian Church, and we might want to coordinate with them and make sure they have their lobby open so that we could go in there and look at their display. So that those all stuff, I think it's time to do another tour since we've got some different counselors on there.
Well,
that's been a few years.
Yeah,
which brings up another interesting
concept too. Is since we've got so much stuff that's within walking distance, maybe we could develop a walking tour of points of interest in Kaiser.
They're not well.
Like they have an arts tour in Salem.
Mm-hmm. Well, and we have an arts tour here too. We have an art walk.
Could incorporate.
So yeah, we could do that.
Yeah, it would mean another little flyer with the you know that people could take. Here's your walking. Here's your point.
What time the Ducks play?
Sorry.
Anyway, that's something to think about.
640 or something like that.
640 inch.
Yeah, there's something to think about for, say...
We got time.
June or July. Mm-hmm. And you guys meet year-round, right? The council?
We meet year-round. Okay. There's no time off for us.
Maybe something in June or July, or is there a lot of your members on vacation or anything?
Well, I might be going to the Social Justice Conference in Texas, I think, with the union, but I'll be gone for a week, but everybody's usually around.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So that's something we can think about and start thinking of where we'd like to take the council members this year.
Sure.
And
I think it's a great
idea. Do we want to change? You know, you and I have been on it, so we can talk about whether we want to do the same kind of thing again or do something different.
Right.
So
we have two new members, so that the one over at Kaiser Station is very. I think that should always be in our.
Yeah, I think it is good, and it covers a couple of things, you know, with the Marie Dorian.
As long as
it's been repaired.
Well, and nobody actually goes there unless you go there.
Yeah.
I mean? It's not something you physically drive to, get out and walk over and look.
No, there's a lot of walkers that go there, though.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Or people that are at Panera.
Mm-hmm. They'll walk over there.
That's where I get with my rocks.
Oh, it is.
My whole class goes in there and gets a rock.
Yeah.
They know us.
Well, Kaiser Permanente, their walkway is right into the park, so hopefully they go and use it.
Yeah. Now, exactly.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Well, I know the Just Walk Salem and Kaiser group that walks out there every Thursday. No, Tuesday morning.
Uh-huh.
Walks through there.
That's, do they?
Yeah, they start.
That's good.
They start at the Panera parking lot. And then they go up and around Target and around, and they end up coming back behind Kaiser Permanente and through the parks.
Oh, wow. Uh-huh. Good.
Hey, that's good.
Yeah. Okay. Next meeting, April 25th.
Okay.
We hope to have everybody here.
I will be out of town.
Out of town? Okay. Just a second. That sounds familiar.
I will be playing nurse at outdoor school at Camp Yam Hill.
Oh.
Just a moment.
As far as I know, I'll be here.
And you're Shannon, right?
I am.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Oh, and this should be Kaiser Volunteer Fire District, not department.
Oh, okay.
There's never been a fire department in Kaiser.
Okay.
And they are actually considering a name change to just that. Because right now it's actually the Kaiser Rural Fire Protection District.
Uh-huh, it is.
Since they're no longer rural.
I have a meeting scheduled at 5:00. I'm going to see if I can get someone to take my place.
Okay.
All right. There's no way I'd be back here. I wouldn't even go if that's the case. Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to see. It's a work meeting.
So you're iffy.
I'm iffy.
Okay. With that, if there's nothing else, we are adjourned.
Okay.
Thank you.
You did that like an expert. The gavel was off.
Done this a few times.
Yeah, almost like you've done it before.
Debbie, can I accept a gift card from somebody?
How much is that?
I'd like to know. I don't know how to find out.
What?
It's usually a phone number.
Bag of Bond, I kind of like that. Maybe. Kind of like the, just Bag of Bond. It's not McDonald's. It's for the Hall of Fame committee. I was on a committee. I think everybody got one. I don't know if they.
Yeah, I think, you just had training.
What did
it's
not over $50?
$50 is typically the
difference. $50 is what they said. Can't do anything over 50. Can't
I know when I went to conference, they gave me a $100 flight off of my flight ticket. I had to give it away.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah, it's typically $50.
Yeah, it is, I'm sure. This ain't no $50. Yeah. You can't afford that.
And you can accept food that's offered to eat.
Sure, you know when I find out? Yeah, I will.
Okay, good seeing you guys.
Good seeing you too, Roland.
Welcome, Shannon. Is that right?
Yep.
Yeah.
I'll answer to pretty much anything. It's fine.
Thank you.
Have you ever helped you have goodies here and water? Yeah. So help yourself. There's
not much
they
can do about it.
The snacks are on this side.
Yeah.
And then there's a little cooler over here with drinks.
Have to bring in tea.
Isn't that cool?
That is so cool. We've been getting in love with the shop all the time. I have a alien face one. It's so cute.
Do I need it?
It's a taco.
You want to keep this?
I don't know if they're going to find a taco shaped drop.
I know, right? I have found a hot dog once and I still have it.
To help refresh Tammy's memory and everything?
It's like this one, right?
Okay.
Exactly. Way cool, huh?
You can make copies of it.
Sure, or keep it, you know, as long as you need it, and then give it back to me when you're done. You don't even need to make copies.
Okay. I can do that.
Okay.
And then something covered off with my gosh, I'm fine.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.